It's amazing when you get in divine order how things can change. Thank you, Master. Hallelujah. Would you grab your swords, please, and go to Mark 8 and verse 31? Let's speak it together. And Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be killed. And after 3 days, rise again. So he was telling them this. He spoke this word openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned around and looked at his disciples. So his disciples were looking at him then too, right? He rebuked Peter in front of them all, saying, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but mindful of the things of what? Men." Men. Now, this is such a powerful thing. Mindful of the things of man. In other words, anything that's mindful of the things of man is blinded to the purpose of Christ, his will. Jesus spoke to the self of flesh, and we've talked about the self of flesh. And there's something that the Holy Spirit shared with me this morning as a refreshing and renewing, because that's what we need. Jesus spoke to the self of flesh, which is the offspring and the character of Satan. So when Jesus rebuked Peter, he wasn't rebuking Peter, he was rebuking Satan. And exactly that's what he said. "I rebuke you, Satan," which is the what? He was rebuking the self of the flesh. You know, the word tells us, and well, we'll go a little further here. Hallelujah. Verse 34. When he had called the people to himself with his disciples also, he said to them, "Whoever desires to come after me, let him what? Deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Now, we've heard this multiple times. "For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will, and for the gospel's, will save it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Or will a man give in exchange for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with his holy angels." To deny self is to restrain the self of the flesh. Everyone say it with me. To deny self is to restrain the self of the flesh, or restrain yourself. Amen? That's today's teaching, restrain yourself. And how do we restrain ourselves? Go to Genesis chapter 4, verse 1. I'm not going to go into the deep part of this, but I'm just going to skim over this. And now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain and said, "I have acquired a man from the Lord." Then she bore again, this time, his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought the firstborn of his flock and their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offerings. In other words, he honored it. But he did not respect Cain's and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. Now, there's so much powerful revelation in this, because it says that, first of all, Cain was rebellious. Because Cain knew exactly what to bring to the Lord, but he chose to bring his own thing. Why? Because they were taught this already. Amen? Jesus showed them already what they were to do. And so, in fact, the Father was the one who killed the animal, right? With the skin. So he showed them it was life for life offering all the time. It had to be a blood sacrifice. So we see here the characteristics of Satan in Cain immediately. Amen? And it says that Cain was very angry and his countenance fell. And the Lord said to him, why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? In other words, if you do the right things and don't rebel, you'll be accepted. And if you do not do well, the presence of evil, sin, lies at the door. And its desire is for you. But you should rule over it. So he was even telling Cain, look, you can rule over it. Why? Because the presence of evil was not as strong as it is now. There wasn't all the demons on the face of the earth as there is now. Amen? The fallen angels hadn't come in and produced offspring yet. But now Cain was going to be the process of the beginning of the Nephilim race because his father was the serpent. He was known as the wicked one. Amen? Or what you call the devil, whatever. Hallelujah. Is everybody okay? All right, let's go a little further. Now, verse 8. Now Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. Well, that wasn't righteous, right? The devil comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Then the Lord said, Cain, where is Abel, your brother? And he said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And he lied. So we see all the characteristics of Satan in Cain. And he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. So now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. You will till the ground. It shall no longer yield its strength to you. A fugitive and vagabond, you shall be on the earth. Wow. Now think about this. So Cain, offspring of Satan, he was a protector of self, of the flesh. He was offended, he was angry, he was a liar and a killer. He was not willing to be corrected. He was unable to restrain himself. And he became a fugitive and a vagabond. In other words, what was he a fugitive from? A fugitive from God's presence. A vagabond. So he could no longer do the will or purpose of God. He could never do it. Never. And as the family line, and it still continues as the family line continues today from Cain's family line. Vagabonds and fugitives. Does everybody understand that? So when you and I were born in this realm, we were actually vagabonds and fugitives. Amen? Because we were born into the self of flesh. That's why we had to be born again. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1, please. Let's speak it. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of air, the Antichrist spirit. The spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, vagabonds, fugitives, amen, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind or the thoughts, and were by nature children of wrath just as the others. Wow. No different than Cain. But God, who is rich in mercy, the mercy came when you cried out, help. Why? Because mercy means consider. Because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, for by God's plan you've been saved. And raised us up together, made us sit together in what? Heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Why? Because you're born of the Spirit now. You're no longer, you know, that's one of the things why I worship today. The Lord reminded me. You're not of this world anymore. Why do you don't involve yourself in the things that interfere with me? Why do you involve yourself with things that interfere? You know, because so many times we have a tendency to go to the past. We're thinking about still going to all of our mistakes and all of this and all of that and all the associations and all of the emotional attachments and all of, and he's saying, why are you even going there? You're not of this world. Why do you even go there? Don't let your thoughts go there. You're not of this world. You know, many of us have children that have never communicated with us and may never communicate with us again. But you know what? We pray for them, but we're not of the world. We've been cut loose from everything of this world. Amen? It says that in the ages, verse 7, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace or his plan in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by his plan or grace, you've been saved through faith. Not through your own selves. Yourselves. Amen. What self was he talking about? Self of the flesh. It is a gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them and obey them. God considered us and when we cried out to him. And he released his plan of grace. So that we could be rescued, born again, with the ability to restrain yourself, ourselves. Amen. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your responsibility, your reasonable service. Amen? And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your thoughts, your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Wow. Restraining yourself takes the first thing we need to do is to renew our thinking. We constantly need to renew our thoughts. They must align with the words of God because the words of God are God's thoughts. Amen? Because if you don't do that, God's thoughts, you won't be able to promote God's will. God's words and God's thoughts are the same. It's for promoting God's will, his purpose, manifesting and proving his will, which is his purpose. So his will is his purpose. Amen. So this is the first thing we must do all the time is renew our thinking. If you do not renew your thinking daily, you will not be able to restrain yourself. Two things are important, renewing and refreshing. Renewing your thinking and refreshing his presence every single day. Renewing and refreshing. If you're not restraining your tongue, if you're not restraining your flesh, then there's two things you're not doing. You're not renewing and you're not refreshing. You're not renewing your thinking and you're not refreshing yourself in God's presence. Look, you can go to 10 services a week and still not get refreshed. Because there's something that's important. Repentance. Humbled heart. Not pride. Amen? Pride will never allow... God will never get near that person with pride. Unforgiveness, never. All of these things are things that God rejects and resists. Acts chapter 3 and verse 17, please. Acts 3:17, yet now, brethren, I know that you did it in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But those things which God foretold by the mouth of his prophets that Christ would suffer, he has thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and be what? Converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you beforehand, whom heaven must receive until the times of what? Restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all of his prophets since the world began. Now, was Jesus known as a prophet also? Yes. Prophets, including Jesus, spoke, teaching and preparing, weaponizing and warning. Those things he was doing. They spoke to what? Teach, to prepare, to weaponize, and to warn. Four things. To teach, to prepare, to weaponize, and to warn. See, we must repent to keep the blood of the sacrifice of Christ Jesus on the cross active, which allows us access to the presence of God. And the presence of God access to us. Now, when that happens, it brings refreshing and power. It brings what? Refreshing and power. For what? To restrain yourself, the self of the flesh, and the influence of the self of the world system. That's why many people are going to be faltering. They're going to be going more left and falling away. We have a call, which is a purpose. Amen? And that is to manifest the will of God, which is his purpose. The purpose of God is two things: reconcile and restore. Reconcile and restore. Reconcile and restore. That's his purpose. That's his will. Reconcile and restore his creation that has been corrupted. See, so all of these things, if we can't restrain ourselves, we can't restrain evil. Amen? We can't restrain the influences. So how do you maintain a level of restraint? Renewing your thoughts and refreshing his presence in our life every day. That's how it maintains. People spend more time getting ready for work than they get ready for battle, spiritual battle. They spend more time getting ready for all the things they're going to do that day instead of getting ready for spiritual battle. And if they don't get ready for that first, then they can't restrain. Amen? Romans 8:18. Let's speak. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. That's reconciliation and restoration. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with what? Perseverance. You know, we can't restrain the self of the flesh. If you can't restrain the self of the flesh, amen, you can't restrain the evil influence. And you can't manifest the purpose of God's will to reconcile and restore his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Humanity needs to be reconciled. Amen? Needs to be restored. And all of God's creation needs to be restored, needs to be reconciled. Think about the soil that's being contaminated all over the world from all the pesticides, the air. All of the things that are corrupt and contaminated needs to be restored and reconciled. Amen. Why? Because we're going to be brand new in the spirit, and everything is going to change. You know, death is not accounted for me and you. Death to self is accounted. Amen. The Bible says God delights in the death of his servants, his children. That's the death of self. That's why he said, deny yourself, restrain yourself. If something's dead, it's certainly restrained, isn't it? Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16, please. Everyone say, God's preparing me for greater works. Verse 16, let's speak it together, please. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, all things are of God, who has what? Reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of what? Reconciliation. So if you have the ministry of reconciliation, then you need to be a restrainer. Amen? That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are what? Ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. I love it. That is phenomenal. Phenomenal. We have the ministry of reconciliation and restoration. Not without restraining self, though. It ain't going to happen. Amen? There's a lot of people trying to do works of God, but they ain't restrained themselves. And it doesn't last. It crumbles. Ephesians chapter 2, in verse 11. Therefore, remember that you were once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcised by what is called a circumcision made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers, and what? Strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Well, because we were vagabonds and what else? Fugitives. Listen, if I can remember that, you can. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one, that has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the hatred or the enmity, that is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity or hatred. And he came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. The price Jesus paid on the cross for me and you. For what? Reconciliation. Amen? Reconciliation. And restoring. That's what Jesus came to do, didn't he? And then what did he do here? Armed us and everything else so we can fulfill his purpose. His will is a what? Reconcile. Reconcile and restore. And he has multiple ways of doing it. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting at verse 1, please. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to soon be shaken in mind or troubled, either by the Spirit or by the word or by the letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ has come. Let no one what? Deceive you by any means. For the day of the Lord will not come unless the what? Falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. So how are many going to fall away? Not on ability to what? Restrain self. Amen. Who oppresses and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he, that's the Holy Spirit, is taken out of the way. When he goes out of the way, we go with him. Why? Because we're restrainers. Amen? And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord eventually will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth, and that they might be saved. For this reason, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they all might be condemned who do not believe the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. The falling away is because of what? No restraints. Unable to restrain themselves. The inability to restrain themselves. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 16. Speak it therefore. We do not lose heart, even though our outward man is what? Perishing. Yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but a for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things that are what? Seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are what? Eternal. So we are set pace towards those things that are eternal. Amen? Look, you can't do that without restraining yourself. Or else everything is about yourself. Amen? Me, myself, and I. The Trinity of Satan. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 5. I say, then walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The desires of the flesh. Amen? For the flesh lusts against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so you do not do the things which you or the self of flesh desires. So there must be a restraint there. Amen? We must restrain those things. See, this is where the enemy comes in and compromises. He likes to get you to compromise. And in those things, but we got to be sensitive to those things. We got to restrain it immediately. Even the area of disobedience or rebellion, it must be restrained, you know. The one thing you don't want to do is walk in assumption. You want to walk in absolutes. Everything must be absolute. And I'm going to close at 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 1. Finally then, brethren, we urge you and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should what? About more and more, just as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what commandment we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification. That, wow, your separation. What is your, why is it that the number one thing? Because you need to what? Renew and refresh. You need to renew and refresh. Why? Because you're separated from the world. We've been taken from the world. Without renewing and refreshing, you're not going to restrain yourself, and you won't be removed from the world. You'll be a part of it. Hallelujah. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess or restrain his own vessel in sanctification and honor. not in passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God and don't restrain. That no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has given us his Holy Spirit. His Holy Spirit. Praise God. Restraining yourself takes two things. What? To renew your thinking and refresh God's presence in you all the time. All the time. Remember, God's purpose is to reconcile and restore. Amen? That's his purpose. Reconcile, restore. Now we're called to what? Battle. Amen? Our purpose is to what? Destroy Satan's kingdom. Does everybody get it? And our destiny is to infiltrate the world system. But all of that has to do with reconciliation and restoration of God's will and his purpose. And you can't do that without restraining yourself, the old man. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Hallelujah. Let this word be protected. Let the seeds be imparted. And let them grow and bear fruit for your glory. Prepare in our hearts for communion in Jesus' name. Anybody said amen? Praise God.